brought to you by the WZIP Sports Team.
This is Sports Power Talk Overtime.
Featuring in-depth interviews.
Someone brings a video up and was like, hey, look at this. And we all kind of watch it. And to be honest with you, we all just kind of like chuckled and just thought nothing of it.
Exclusive original content.
They do need Austin.
Every brand needs Austin. That's why SmackDown won. That's why SmackDown won. Oh, is because yeah. They got Austin Theory.
And of course, the hottest takes.
Kings Celtics.
Okay.
If we see Kings Sixers, I'll sell my dog.
Man, you heard it here first. Mitch Bates is going to sell his dog.
So get ready because it's time for SPT Overtime.
Welcome back to another episode of Unzipped here on Sports Power Talk Overtime.
Let's go.
My name is Liam Riggenbaugh, and I am joined by, first, Drew Bailey.
What's up, Liam? My favorite time of the year, March Madness.
And I am also joined by a man who claims to have never filled out a bracket in his life.
Never.
Mitch Bates, how we doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing amazing, as always.
Can you explain why that's never happened? No, like the opportunity's never been presented to you?
No, it has several
times. Like,
my
mom's filled out a bracket.
I've just never, like, I never watch college basketball, first off, before this year.
That makes you more qualified to fill out a bracket.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like there's been times where I've, like, helped my family members make picks,
that's
but
nice.
I've just never
that's
done
nice
my own.
You.
I don't know. Such a kind soul.
Yeah, I said it before the pod, I'll say it now. Mitch is going to have the best bracket. I'm calling it right now. But if you can't already tell by now, we are going to be filling out our March Madness brackets live on air before the tournament happens, so you can see how wrong we are when this stuff actually happens. So we're using the tournament challenge app so we can enter it into our group bracket pool.
Shout out ESPN.
Yeah, shout out ESPN. They need all the shout outs.
Also, Liam, I have a question.
Hit me.
Are you like a one bracket guy? Like, you make one bracket and that's it? Or are you like a 50 bracket guy?
Okay. I've become more of a one bracket guy, but I've always been at least. I'll make 50 brackets, but there's one I stick to. The other ones are just in case.
Because I've made like 10 so far and I don't know which one. Whatever one, usually whichever one like performs the best, I'm like, yeah, that was the one I was like trying on.
Yeah, the one, like there's one that I'll be like, oh, I had that, or like I called that upset.
But I don't even remember which one I made first because I've made like 10 already. So now I don't even remember.
Like, I'll make one where Akron and Ohio State both win national championships.
If Ohio State won this year,
every year.
That'd be crazy considering they're not in the bracket. But I'm going to say the one I'm making right now on the show is my bracket. And I think I've already accidentally entered the WZIP group me one twice. So
yeah, Logan said you were already in it today.
Yeah, twice. I don't know how I don't.
So you have to win.
Yeah, I don't know how I did that because I only have one ESPN account. But
hey, you might be able to enter multiple brackets into a pool, can you? I haven't really investigated it that
much. I don't know.
That's the one I'm entering. For the one I do right now, I'm just going to enter that for the WZIP one.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Why not?
Can I make another bracket?
All right, you boys ready to get started?
Let's do it.
All right, kicking things off.
Can we do like region by region?
Yeah.
Should we do like...
I'm just going straight down the order, starting with the East.
Are we doing all first round, or are we doing like
all first round, all round of 32, okay. Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four, okay. National
I like that. So we're going matchup by matchup.
Yeah.
Okay.
So first off, we have the number one overall seed, defending national champion, UConn Huskies, versus the Stetson
Hatters.
I want to say they're the Hatters.
They are the Hatters. First ever tournament appearance for the Hatters.
Shout out Stetson. I guess I'll lead the way on this one. I don't think there's a way UConn loses this one. I don't think we get another Purdue situation.
I would have to agree with you. I like the Huskies in this one.
Yeah,
I think UConn's experience.
Do we have to talk about the games that are like this?
What? I mean, not really.
I don't think we need to waste breath in airtime.
At least water breath, a lot of breath on that.
All right, UConn, you go into the next round.
Easy.
All right, FAU Northwestern. I like the 8-9 matchups.
Yeah, those are always fun. Usually not a blowout.
Fun fact that I'm stealing from ESPN Tournament Challenge. Number 9 seeds have won 13 out of 20 meetings with number 8 seeds in the past 5 tournaments.
Dang. See, my problem with that is that I thoroughly believe that Northwestern sucks.
No.
So I'm going with FAU.
No.
No, they're in the Big Ten. FAU had their little Cinderella moment last year. Northwestern, their top guy is named Boo Booey. That's his actual name.
Yeah.
Which is just a
He's
good
one of the best players in the Big Ten.
Yeah, that's just a good March name. He got snubbed from being an All-American. They also got a guy named Brooks Barnheiser. Those are just two March names. So I got the Northwestern Wildcats.
Fair.
Analysis, Mitch?
Yeah, not much. But honestly, I'm feeling FAU on this one.
Okay. We always got to turn to our resident college basketball expert, Mitch Bates.
John L. Davis. No, FAU is a good – I mean, they made the Final Four for a reason, but I think the clock has struck midnight. Boo-booey.
Wow, boo-booey.
Next.
Next up, sorry, I was looking at
– sorry.
I was looking at a name for later, my March name. We have San Diego State versus UAB here in the dreaded 5-12 game. Mitch, who you got?
I'm just going to go with the favorite on this one, San Diego State.
Fair. Drew?
I'm thinking. San Diego State went to the national championship last year. It's interesting that there's two Final Four teams. I guess three Final Four teams from last year with UConn, FAU, and San Diego State right there in the top of this one bracket.
Something's got to give.
Honestly, I do
feel like UConn kind of got screwed over. Like, I feel like they're
– I think this is the toughest region.
They have the
region.
Toughest path, yeah.
I'm going to go San Diego State, though. They got the experience. Although UAB does have a guy named Yaxel Lendeborg.
And their mascot's a fire-breathing dragon.
Yeah, but an Aztec's kind of cool, too.
But in a 1v1, though. I'm taking the fire-breathing dragon 100 times out of 100.
I'll have to think about that one. I don't know the strategies an Aztec uses. I wasn't alive during Aztec times.
But I've seen enough Game of Thrones to know.
About dragons?
Dragons will just shred them, yeah.
I like San Diego State.
I'm going San Diego State here as well. I think a lot of people like UAB in the spot from what I'm seeing, but
it's just because it's the 5-12.
I'll go in chalk so far. Yeah.
Next.
Next up, we have.
Should I stop saying next after every game? Is that like gonna get old?
Are you gonna do it the whole time?
I could.
If you want, yeah.
All right, I'll do it.
Next up, we have the Auburn Tigers. Mm-hmm. Isaac Okoro's alma mater.
You didn't even say who they were.
It's the
playing.
Only college basketball. I'm getting there.
There's what?
I'm
one
getting
team.
There. Okay. I just wanted to shout out my Isaac Okoro Auburn jersey.
I'm sorry.
Versus the Yale Bulldogs, the nerds of the tournament.
Mm-hmm. Northwestern's also a good school. We got some brainiacs in this region too.
You know what, Drew? Since you're so angry, why don't you tell us?
I'm not angry. I like Auburn. They've won all of their wins this year except for one are by double digits. So they're a wagon. That's a fact.
They're a wagon at home. Especially.
Yes.
Which does not matter now. In the slightest.
Auburn.
Auburn? Mitch?
Yeah,
we got?
Give me Auburn, too. I appreciate Auburn. I like the Tiger mascot, you know?
They just seem like gritty. Bruce Pearl.
It's an aggressive.
Yeah. I like his facial hair. So, as a coach. Just from a coaching standpoint, if your coach has good facial hair, that kind of helps in March.
What is this Handsome Dan thing I'm seeing for Yale?
I have no idea what that means.
Their mascot?
Handsome Dan?
A bulldog named Handsome Dan.
Oh, this might screw up my bracket because I didn't know about this.
I did not account for the Handsome Dan factor.
This is really big. I don't know.
Into my model.
Oh, looks like, that's their mascot, and it's just a little bulldog guy.
Yeah.
He does look, that's a good-looking dog.
Hey, that's a pretty cool dog right there.
But I think a tiger mauls that thing 10 times out of 10, with all due respect to Yale.
With all due respect to Handsome Dan.
Yeah.
I just feel like...
He's not really a feared predator, so...
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Auburn here as well. I just feel like Ivy League teams don't fare well, usually, other than Pepperdine last year.
Princeton.
I'm getting my P school.
Close enough.
I just woke up from a nap.
It's all right.
Anyway, wait, Drew.
Next.
There we go. Next up, we have BYU versus Duquesne, a team that probably wouldn't have gotten in without winning their conference
title. They would not have beat Dayton.
Bid stealer. So you can thank them for St. John's and Seton Hall not getting in, and Seton Hall fans screaming online. Drew, who we got?
I got Duquesne. They're coached by Keith Dambrot. Shout out, Keith, retiring after this year. Former Zips coach.
Yeah. Akron legend.
Coached LeBron in high school, taking on BYU, who does have some big wins this year. They got some shooters, Jackson Robinson. But I got to go with Dambrot and the Akron connection, so I got Duquesne.
Yeah, I'm actually going to agree with you and go Duquesne. And I actually see here that BYU is 15-33 all-time in the tournament.
Yeah.
And, it's pretty disgusting. To me,
they don't got.
And that's accounting the Jimmer runs. There's a lot of bad.
There's a lot of bad BYU tournament basketball from what I'm seeing.
Yeah. This looks like another clean sweep. I was going with Duquesne as well. I just feel like they're getting crapped on too much by, like, the national media that they shouldn't even be in the tournament. And I feel like those teams tend to win a game.
Yeah, they're on a hot streak. They're on a heater.
All right, next up we have number 3, Illinois, versus number 14, Morehead State. Mitch?
You know, I feel like I want to pick Morehead State because I feel like I need to take one big sleeper because there's always one or two.
I can think of another sleeper on the opposite side of the bracket.
Hey, that's already happening if we're thinking the same thing. But I'm going to go Illinois with it.
Illinois, Drew?
Yeah, I like Illinois here. Terrence Shannon is a guy who has been in some trouble off the court, which I won't get into.
Questionable.
He had 40 in the semis.
Better basketball player than person. We'll throw that out
innocent there. Until proven guilty. He's been playing some good basketball, and that's all we need to say. I think Morehead State's just overmatched here. Illinois has been playing well lately. So
I do as well, despite the fact that Illinois should not have beaten Ohio State. 33 free throws is egregious, but I'm going with Illinois here as well.
Mm-hmm. Next.
Next up, we have Washington State versus the Drake Bulldogs. I'll leave this one off here. I got Drake. I've watched this Drake team play twice. I just like him a lot. Spoiler alert, I might have him going decently far.
I Drew? Also got Drake.
Oh, no.
For a few reasons. They beat my Akron Zips earlier this year. Yep. So that automatically makes them a
one
wagon.
Of the two Drake games I watched.
Also, they're called Drake, so that's just fun. That's just funny.
Yeah,
Drizzy reference.
It's actually going to be a clean sweep of game because you know
Dang.
I'm picking Drake. I really like One Dance. Nonstop is a great song too. We're talking about legendary albums there.
They started from the bottom. Now they're
for
here.
All the Bulldogs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really like that from you. I like
no,
that.
No, I was pointing to you for the next.
Oh, next.
Next up, we have number 2 seed Iowa State versus 15 South Dakota State. Drew.
I got Iowa State here playing super well. Taman Lipsey is their guy. They steamrolled Houston. South Dakota State lost to Akron. I don't really know what that says about them at this point, but they did win. They did win their conference automatic qualifier, and that was early in the season. Iowa State's playing some good ball. I got the Cyclones.
I'm going to match you there with the Cyclones as well.
Yep. 3 for 3.
Dang.
Are we moving?
We all have all the same picks.
Do we?
Do we?
No. Did someone pick UAB?
I picked Northwestern. You guys picked.
Oh, Northwestern. Yeah, no, I think everywhere else were the same.
I think we'll get some more upsets.
We'll get more contentious.
Are we going to the West with North Carolina?
Sir. And I feel like we got North Carolina across the board.
Yeah, I don't think we have to talk about that.
The play-in 16 seed. Don't like them a lot.
Yeah.
All right, next up we have the 8-9 game here in the West with Mississippi State versus Michigan State. Mitch, what are we thinking?
Give me Michigan State. I feel like Michigan State, as a college, I've always liked Michigan State. You know, as far as basketball, I'm not going to have that many reasons. So I feel like I'm a pretty poor person to lead with. But, you know, my gut feeling is telling me Michigan State right now.
Valid, Drew.
I don't know if it's my gut, but I don't trust my gut here because Izzo is, you know, he's the March coach.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the
January,
reason.
January, February, Izzo, April?
Yeah. I think that's part of the reason they got in. They didn't have, like, the greatest resume. They were on the bubble, but I think the committee knows Tom Izzo's history. Yeah, and they
did not win 20 games.
But with that in mind, I'm going to go Mississippi State because, I don't know, I just feel like Michigan State shouldn't have got in, and I feel like we're going to get some justice here, so I like Mississippi State here.
I, too, am on the Mississippi State bandwagon. They have a freshman, Josh Hubbard, was robbed of SEC Freshman of the Year. Robbed.
Who won Freshman of the Year?
17 points a game.
Wait, didn't Reed Shepard win?
Reed Shepard, yeah.
I don't know if he was robbed then because Shepard had a good year.
I like watching Josh Hubbard more.
Okay.
So a little dude, and he fills it up. I love it.
Next.
Next up, we have some would say a holy war between St. Mary's and Grand Canyon University.
Is this a holy war?
Yeah, St. Mary's, and then Grand Canyon is a Christian school.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Drew, we got.
I am going to go Grand Canyon for a few reasons. Number one, St. Mary's just doesn't have, I don't know, they just don't move me. I don't know. They're in Gonzaga's conference. They're just boring to watch. They their style of basketball is too, I don't know, slow and methodical, which I guess that's how Akron plays.
Just wait till we get to Virginia.
But in Grand Canyon, I think it's funny to name a university after like a natural landmark like that. So.
I mean, that's valid.
And they got a guy who's an NBA draft prospect. And Tyon Grant Foster, I believe he's a Kansas transfer. So I like the Antelopes here. I think that's what they're called.
The Antelopes. Or I believe you're right. They made a run a couple years ago. Mitch?
I just picked a sleeper, but I think I'm going to go another one and pick Grand Canyon here.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Canyon again for Mitch.
The Canyon.
There we go.
The Lopes.
Well, I will break the trend of us agreeing most of the time again with – I'm going to go St. Mary's here. I just like the vibe they play with. I've watched, I think, one St. Mary's game, but college basketball can be hard to watch during the regular season sometimes. This is when it matters. Give me St. Mary's. They're due for a run.
Okay. Next.
Next up, we have number 4 Alabama versus number 13 Charleston. I'll start this one off. I'm going to go with number 13 Charleston.
I like it.
Because the way Alabama plays, if they don't make threes, they're done. They're losing to anyone.
Like, they average 90 points a game.
It's insane. So I'm really just banking on them just having a cold night and Charleston winning. Plus, I feel like Charleston's one of those teams, like one of those mid-majors that makes it all the time and never wins anything. So this is the year Charleston breaks through.
I'm going to go with Alabama for similar reasons you said.
Alabama.
Yeah, similar reasons you said. They have a crazy offense, 90 points a game. Charleston also averages like 80, I think. So this is going to be a shootout probably. I think Alabama's just more talented here and they get the win.
Yeah, I'm going to go Alabama too. And one of the only players that I know in college basketball, and Mark Sears, plays for Alabama.
Former MAC athlete, correct?
I played believe for OU. So.
Yeah, I think.
But yeah, and that scoring is something I can't get over for the first round at least. So I'm going to go Alabama here.
They're fun to watch. They're fun to watch.
Next.
Next up, we have number 6 Clemson versus number 11 New Mexico. Mitch, what are we thinking?
I'm going Clemson. No discussion.
Clemson, no discussion.
I like it. I like just not justifying picks. We need, we need to do that more.
I can't do much here.
I'm going to go with New Mexico. They're hot. They just won the Mountain West. His name's Jalen House, son of Eddie House. And they're playing well lately. And Clemson is just too much of a football school in my mind, too.
They were barely that this year.
I know I just picked Alabama, but Clemson just they're just not allowed to be good at basketball in my mind. So
that's
I like enough. And the Lobos. That's a good mascot.
Great mascot. And I believe the Mountain West ended up getting 6 teams
they
in
did.
This year, which is just shout out to Mountain West. Respect the Mountain West. And I'm going with New Mexico as well. I don't like Clemson just for the fact that they have Joe Girard, Syracuse transfer,
generational shot chucker.
Yeah, generational shot chucker, but
dude has never seen a shot.
It is, in my opinion, funny that he had yet another senior night when Syracuse came to Clemson to play them. He had another senior night just right in Syracuse's face. But I don't like him. Get him out of my face. Give me New Mexico.
I think he's one of the all-time leading scorers in New York high school history, though. That matters here.
He's their John Diebler.
Yeah, but that dude has never seen a shot he doesn't like. Next. I'm just going to give my pick first. It's Baylor here.
Oh, wow. They're playing 14 Colgate, by the way. The 14-3 game.
Yeah, I don't really think anything crazy is going to happen here. Baylor's got another former MAC guy in Ray J. Dennis, former Toledo Rocket. Colgate's made the tournament 5 years in a row. I don't believe they've won. I think,
Another team Baylor's like Charleston that makes it all the time and can't break through.
Yeah, I like Baylor here.
Yeah, I was going to go with the same thing. You brought up Ray J. Dennis. I was going to do the same thing. And I see here that Baylor is the only school to be a top three in each of the last 4 NCAA tournaments. They're proven. I'm going to pick the more proven team here.
Even with a clean sweep here, I'm going Baylor. Nothing I'm going to say that you guys haven't already. I think Baylor's straight a better team.
They won a national title a couple years ago, I believe. Yeah.
With Jeremy Sochan, Spurs legend.
That's crazy.
The Euro, I believe he's British. Mr. He Sochan, something like
he's
that.
He's just trying too hard to do the Dennis Rodman thing.
I feel like he's toned it down a little bit.
He has. And the one night they trotted him out at point guard, that was hilarious to watch.
He's Polish-American, but he was raised in England. Not relevant to the tournament because he's on the Spurs. But he needs to get Wemby the ball more.
I mean, sometimes the Spurs look like a mid-major college team. So
sometimes.
And then they have a 7'4" alien.
Mutant. Yeah. Next.
Next up, we have number 7, the Dayton Flyers, versus the number 10, Nevada. They're the Wolfpack, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Nevada Wolfpack. Drew, what do we got?
I like Nevada here. I remember years ago they had the Martin twins, Caleb and Cody. Mm-hmm. And I picked them to go to the Elite Eight, and they did. So I just kind of have like a soft spot for Nevada, I guess. I've heard that they kind of got – they should be a better seed than 10 is what I've heard some
I've heard that as
rumblings
well.
About. Dayton lost to Duquesne. I just like the vibes with Nevada. I like the Wolf Pack that's just menacing.
No, that's valid, and I agree. And yeah. I think Dayton just hasn't been playing great basketball. They got beat early on in their conference tournament, but towards the end of even their regular season, they haven't been playing well. So
Akron's the best team in Ohio. So
yeah, despite Akron also kind of doing the same thing until the MAC tournament and falling off.
Who cares?
Or yeah, maybe that's all that matters.
Clean sweep here too. I'm going Nevada as well.
Ooh. The panel loves the 10 seed in this game. Our last game from the West region, we have the number 2 Arizona Wildcats versus the number 15 Long Beach State. They don't have a mascot in their logo, so I don't know.
Oh,
they're the Logan Buchanans.
what are they called?
I do
have an interesting storyline with Long Beach State. That
their coach
was fired before the conference tournament.
This is exactly why I'm not picking them. They're too much of a media darling right now.
That's insane.
Yeah, they were like, hey, we're going to fire you after the conference tournament. And then
they just won the conference tournament.
That's disgusting. I'm not going to lie.
Which is awesome, but I feel like the public's all over them. So give me the Wildcats.
Yeah, Arizona's a wagon. Kylan Boswell.
Love, I believe, transferred there as well. Caleb Love. Which would be objectively funny if they play North Carolina in the national title game.
That's not possible. They're in
the Final Four.
The Elite Eight.
They're in the same region?
Yeah.
I got to look it up.
All right. Are we going to
South
region?
Yep, South region.
Houston over Longwood. No analysis needed.
Yep. Go Cougs. Kelvin Sampson, they're just gonna beat Longwood up. I love to watch them play basketball. They just get every rebound.
Houston?
Yeah, Houston.
Not against Iowa State.
It happens sometimes. But that's all right.
Onward.
Onward and upward with number 8 Nebraska and number 9 seed Texas A&M. Drew, what do we got?
I'm intrigued by this matchup. I think this is very even.
Mm-hmm.
I picked Northwestern in the last 8-9, so I don't feel like I should pick another Big Ten school. Shout out Tomi Naga, though. Electric guard for Nebraska. I like Texas A&M here, led by Wade Taylor.
I'm going Nebraska here. I'll go against you. They're just a really hot team that I think will keep it going.
Mitch? Yeah, I think I'm going to go to Nebraska as well.
All right.
Next, onward. We need to think of more words as
we go.
We're
going with onward now? Are you transitioning?
Think like a different word for every region.
Next up, we have the Pardon My Take Bowl with the number 5 seed Wisconsin Badgers versus the 12 seed James Madison Dukes. Mitch, who do we got?
I'm going to go JMU just because they already beat Akron. Mm-hmm. And
they're a wagon.
Same pick, same reason.
If Akron's the best team in the country and you beat Akron,
then you at least win your first round game. Yeah.
I mean, you're not beating the Zips twice, but
nope.
No, it's not gonna happen.
Next, we move on. I needed the next from you there, Drew. But
next,
there we go. So the number 4 Duke Blue Devils.
It's not as funny anymore. I'm sorry.
The number 4 seed Duke Blue Devils versus the 13 seed Vermont Catamounts. Mm-hmm. What is a catamount?
A large cat,
yeah.
Interesting.
A little cat. I don't know. I don't know what the amount is for. Cat amount.
I don't know.
I'm gonna go. Wait, can I get my pick?
Of course, brother.
All right.
I'm
gonna go Vermont here. I just not really a Duke fan. Catamount is a good mascot. Vermont's been in the tournament a lot. Hasn't got a win in a while. And I just like the idea of a 12-13 second round matchup.
Yep.
I'm definitely going Duke. I mean, that might be the non-college basketball fan in me, but I feel like I can't pick against Duke in round one.
Yeah, I'm going Vermont. Get Kyle Filipowski out of my face. I want Vermont to win, and I want there to be so many Vermont fans there that they storm the court right in his face.
It sounds like just
take another injury.
Give
him
another fake knee injury.
Yeah. Knee, I mean ankle, I mean elbow, I mean knee, I mean ankle injury.
I mean mythical injury.
So bad. You know what? And he came back to play and get a breakaway dunk the next game.
Yeah,
so
he's a little silly.
Just the miracles of modern medicine today.
Onward.
Onward and upward with the 6-seed Texas Tech Rebels.
Red Raiders.
Red Raiders. And the NC State Wolfpack. I have Texas Tech here because I think NC State, their steam will run out.
I think their steam is just beginning. Led by DJ Burns, Looks
unit.
Looks like Zach Randolph plays like Hakeem.
Yep.
He's just got good vibes. Former Winthrop. I don't remember what their mascot is.
They might be some sort of dog as well.
No, I don't know. I think they're Eagles or something, but transferred from a mid-major. He seems like a guy who's built to shine in March.
Built for March?
Yeah. I like NC State.
Yeah, I'm going NC State too.
All right. I'm double opposed on that one, but it's okay. We'll move on to the next game. We have the 3-seed Kentucky Wildcats versus the 14-seed Oakland. Are they
Golden Bears?
Golden
or
Bears?
Something? Yeah, the GBs.
Yeah, shout out Dame Lillard.
He didn't go to Oakland.
I thought he did.
He went to Weber State. Weber State. Yeah. Weber State. Kay Felder went to Oakland.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. Cavs legend.
I'm just
Drew,
gonna go
who do we
Kentucky.
Got?
Big Blue. They got some good freshmen. I think they're gonna put together for the tournament, and they're gonna
very
they're
good
gonna
guards. Guard duo.
Guard play is important in March.
Mm-hmm.
And always, but especially in March.
Mitch.
Oh, for that game, yeah, I'm Kentucky as well.
Kentucky as well. All right, we got another clean sweep. Next down, we'll move into Florida versus the play-in 10-seed game with, I believe, is Boise State versus Colorado.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Boys, who do we got?
I got Florida. I just don't like looking at the play-ins on the brackets.
Yeah,
I like to get
– exactly. I don't like how it won't let me pick them.
Yeah, I just like getting those out of the way first.
I mean, one of those teams is like bound to make a run.
Probably,
they always
but I don't
they always
care.
Like one of them wins a game, but
– And I don't know. Florida, I don't have a problem with Florida. They're the last team to go back-to-back. Give them a game, why not?
Yeah, just for the neatness of my bracket, I'm going Florida.
Yep.
And next, and finally, we have Marquette versus Western Kentucky. I'll start this one off. I like Shaka Smart here. Shaka Smart needs a Final Four.
I like Marquette here. I thought about Western Kentucky. I don't really know anything about the Hilltoppers. Rumored to be joining the MAC in the future.
That'd be fun for football.
But I'm going to go Marquette. Tyler Kolek. I think his name is Oso Iguodaro is their big guy.
Yep.
I like Marquette here.
Yeah, I'm not going upset either. I'll take Marquette in this matchup.
All right. Moving on to the Midwest region and the team that I most hate to watch play basketball in college basketball, the Purdue Boilermakers. We going clean sweep Purdue here?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen again.
Captain Concrete Feet Zach Edey will probably steal a game.
I think they'll get a game.
I hate them so much.
It's all right.
What's wrong with them?
Big Ten officials ref him like he's some little, like, damsel in distress, even though he's not down in the post throwing elbows into people's heads when they play defense. And he has two moves. One dribble hook shot over his right shoulder and one dribble hook shot over his left shoulder.
If I was 7'4", I'd probably do that too.
It's just not fun to watch. And he gets picked out on defense because he can't move his feet.
I wish he was better at shooting.
Yeah. And with the amount of free throws he shoots –
yeah.
You think, like,
he needs to start shooting threes.
Translate and improve, but
maybe that's just a modern. Maybe I'm too used to the modern game, but
probably a future G League, like, rotational legend.
He's going to be a Wisconsin Herd.
Yeah. All-star. Main Red Claw.
Yeah. Zach Edey, you are a Salt Lake City star. Next.
Next up, we have the number 8 seed, Utah State, versus the 9 seed, TCU. Drew?
I got TCU here. I thought about Utah State. I like both of these teams. Utah State beat Akron earlier this year. I think that was I think Drake was our biggest loss of the year, but Utah State handled Akron pretty easily. TCU, they're pretty good. Let me look at their averages. I don't want to make stuff up. Average 7. These teams are pretty even, but TCU's in the Big 12. They come from a stronger conference. They also got Jameer Nelson Jr., which I don't know. I would say that makes me feel old because that feels like something people say a lot, but that's kind of a lie. But I like TCU here.
Yeah, give me TCU as well. I just like TCU as a school too. And that's going to be partially my reason for a lot of these picks. I just feel like their color of purple. I like the mascot. I feel like it's an underrated mascot in college sports.
The horned frog?
Yeah. I feel like a horned frog. It's a nice underrated mascot.
I'll break up the agreement here and go Utah State because I just think Utah State in March and I just think of Sam Merrill cutting nets down.
I don't think he'll be cutting nets down for the
Maybe
the
he will. Maybe they'll have him as a guest and he will cut nets
down.
They
could. Maybe he'll be like a GA or something.
Next up we have the number 5 seed Gonzaga Bulldogs versus the number 12 seed McNeese Broncos?
Cowboys? Broncos? I don't know.
It's one of the two.
McNeese State. They're the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
That's a disgusting name, McNeese. Yeah.
Speaking of them, though, that's what I'm going with. I'm going with them in the 5-12. I don't like this Gonzaga team.
Yeah,
it's one of Marquis's worst Gonzaga teams that I can remember.
I just don't like Gonzaga. They choke too much in March. McNeese just feels like a good pick as a 12 seed. They're 30-3, coached by Will Wade, former LSU coach.
Mm-hmm.
I like McNeese here.
Yeah, I'm just going to go Gonzaga. I'm not feeling the same way you guys
that's
are about it.
I think there's a lot of people on McNeese, so that's probably smart. McNeese will probably lose by 20.
Hey.
It's always
that's how it goes.
After the game finishes, it's always like, oh, I should have knew that was going
to
happen.
If my national champion makes it through the round of 64, this year was a win compared to my last. Several brackets. Next up, we have the number 4 seed Kansas Jayhawks versus the number 13 Samford Bulldogs. Drew?
Kansas. Thought about Samford, but I don't know. I don't think Kansas is great this year, but they got Hunter Dickinson, Kevin McCullough, Johnny Furphy, the Aussie freshman. I think they at least get one win.
I like them as well. They keep getting dissed on by national college basketball media. It's one of the worst Kansas teams in a while, but I like them.
Yeah,
I like them enough to beat Samford at least.
I'm going to go Kansas also. They probably won't make it much further for me, but.
Fair. All right, next up, we have the second game that I will be attending after the Akron-Creighton game in the 6-seed South Carolina Gamecocks and the number 11 Oregon Ducks. Mitch, who do we got?
I'm a big Oregon fan over here, so I'm just going to pick Oregon with this one. Got the upset. I love Oregon's colors. I love a lot of things about Oregon. And legend Dylan Brooks is from Oregon. And everyone knows how I've vouched for Dylan Brooks on the airwaves on SPT, so I'm going Oregon.
Drew?
I got the Gamecocks from South Carolina led by, I don't know if they're led by, but Meechie Johnson. Former Buckeye.
I was just
going
to say, I got two words for you, and they are Meechie Johnson.
Cleveland
Buckeye
native.
Buckeye legend.
Cleveland native.
And by Buckeye legend, I mean Chris Holman wouldn't put him in the game, and shocker, he went somewhere else, so he's doing good.
I like Meechie. I like the Gamecocks here.
Yep. Following up with the Gamecocks as well here. As we move on to the match that we are most excited for, the number 3 seed, Creighton Blue Jays, which who even cares? Because they're going up against your number 14 seed, Akron Zips. Gentlemen, who do we have?
Akron Zips. Easy. Akron Zips by 20, probably. It's not going to be fun if you're a Creighton fan.
Valid. Drew?
I got my Zips here. I think we haven't been shooting the ball lately pretty much the entire, well, the I don't even know what I just said. We haven't been shooting the ball well.
For like last month?
The whole, most of the year.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a couple. I think the pressure's on Creighton. So we're going to have a couple guys who are just going to come out and let it fly. Michael Dawson is going to have a legacy game off the bench. 5 threes at least for Michael Dawson.
I was feeling a Greg
Even
Tribble
if we're playing in Pittsburgh,
here, right?
Can you still win Papa John some of the game?
I don't know. I think Sammy Hunter will probably get hot too. I think we're going to shoot better than we've shot any game this year.
I actually do think that, though.
Yeah, Kalkbrenner is the guy, is the 7-4 guy for Creighton. I think Enrique is going to, I don't know.
Prove himself
against the 7-4 guy. I like the Zips here.
He's going to give him crazy work.
I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but I am fading my own happiness and other interests. I've been taking the Creighton Blue Jays. I will be at this game. I will be rooting my heart out for the Zips. But I have to have some win in the very small likelihood that the Zips do not win this game. What in my mind is an upset in the Creighton Blue Jays over the Akron Zips.
Not feeling the Zips?
I am feeling the Zips. I have to fade my feelings.
I was going to say, wait till you see how far I take this thing. You think this is good now?
I don't even think we need to give analysis on the next one because it's the same situation.
Yeah, we don't.
Texas. Get the playing game out of our brackets.
Yeah. Get Virginia out of my tournament.
Colorado State just doesn't
even
seem
though they
like
have,
a large team.
MAC transfer legend Ben Vanderplas.
Don't care.
There's no aura there.
They zero aura.
Like, Ben Vanderplas had aura. He was on the Jason Preston Ohio Bobcats
team. I don't care.
Bro, that team was full of aura. Anyways, I'm going Texas. We're all going Texas.
Yep.
And the final game of the round of 64, your Tennessee Volunteers.
Your?
Versus,
Who? Who's?
The Publix.
Okay.
Have you watched Dalton Connect? They should be your
I
team.
Have watched Dalton Connect.
He's the man.
He's a good ball player.
And I'm going with them to beat the St. Peter's Peacocks.
St. Peter's, March Legends, but I got Tennessee here.
I'm going with a shocker. Give me St. Peter's.
Yep.
I don't even care.
Roll Peacocks.
I'm just really feeling an
Peacocks
upset.
Peacocks do it
here.
Again.
I think so.
All right, then do we want to go back up to the East or start in the Midwest?
We could probably go quicker than we just did through that first round.
Just we'll go around because we're going to have differing
matchups.
They're
different now.
Read your matchup, read who you got.
Oh, okay, good call.
Because we're not going to all have the same teams now. All right, Drew, kick off the East.
I got UConn Northwestern in the round of 32. I got the UConn Huskies here. Northwestern, I think it'll be a close matchup here, but UConn is super strong. I like UConn to go to the Sweet 16.
For my first matchup, I have UConn, FAU. I'm going to go UConn again. I don't think it's going to be tough once again. I think they're the most dominant team in college basketball right now.
Yeah, I've got the same matchup as Mitch. I just don't see – I don't see this UConn team not making it to the second weekend of March. Drew, your next matchup?
I got San Diego State and Auburn. I think San Diego State barely gets past UAB, and Auburn will take care of them pretty easily. So I got UConn and Auburn in Sweet 16.
All right.
Yeah, I actually have the same matchup right there, and I'm picking Auburn as well. We're going to see UConn-Auburn.
Same here. I don't think San Diego State has that run in them again.
Nope.
Drew, back to you.
I got Duquesne and Illinois. I'm going to go with another upset. I think Duquesne is going to be a Cinderella. I think they're going to go to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I would love to pick Duquesne right now. You know, I'm actually going to.
There we
also.
Go. Yep.
I'm going to pick Duquesne. I'm feeling it.
Keith Danbrot.
I'll break it up. I'll go with the Illini just so I can go back with the next round and take the Drake Bulldogs to upset the Iowa State Cyclones.
Okay. That's your final
pick? Yep, that's my final pick.
I am going to take Iowa State. They're playing too well. Drake's a good squad, but I think Iowa State's one of the best teams in the country right now.
Yeah, sadly to Drake, I'm going to pick Iowa State.
Dang. As with that, we move in to the West region. Drew?
I'm thinking. I got North Carolina and Mississippi State here. I want to pick Mississippi State, but I think North Carolina's going to win this one. Too much experience.
Yep.
Too many guys. I got North Carolina.
Yeah, I have North Carolina and Michigan State, and I'm actually really tempted to pick Michigan State just because of a gut feeling, but I'm going to go North Carolina. I can't. I got to go North Carolina.
What?
Oh, he picked Michigan State.
Yeah, I picked Michigan State.
I have North Carolina. Advancing.
Over who?
Mississippi State.
Alright.
Next up, Drew.
I got Grand Canyon, Alabama. We talked about how Alabama, super strong offensive team. I think they're gonna go cold here. I like Grand Canyon to move on to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I'm not gonna agree. I have the same matchup. I'm gonna go Alabama in this one. Keep it hot for a little bit longer.
I have St. Mary's Charleston. I'm gonna keep it with St. Mary's here on this one.
Boring.
Boo!
Loser.
I got New Mexico Baylor, and I want to pick the Lobos, but I think Baylor's pretty strong. I think it'd be foolish to pick the Lobos here, so I got Baylor moving to the Sweet 16.
Yep, I got Clemson Baylor as the matchup. I'm going to pick Baylor. I got him moving on as well. I feel like this is one of the teams I'm more confident about that's still left.
I'm going to go New Mexico here.
Over
Baylor. Don't like Baylor in the spot.
That's interesting.
Why don't you like them? Just the vibes?
Just vibes. Just the vibes of New Mexico.
That's a good way to pick a lot of these games. I got Nevada and Arizona, two universities named after Western states. Not really relevant at all, but I like Nevada here. I just don't – Arizona lost to a 15 seed last year, and I just don't really trust them, and I like Nevada. So I got Nevada moving on to the Sweet 16.
Fair.
Yeah, I'm feeling a redemption for Arizona this year. I'm going to pick them right here.
I got Arizona over Nevada as well.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona revenge tour as we move into the South region. Mitch, why don't you start us off with this one?
I will start us off by picking Houston, and I don't even think this is over over Nebraska.
I'm going to be going with Houston here as well. Kelvin Sampson beat him up basketball. I love it. Love watching it. Need more of it in my life.
I got an upset here. Two Texas schools, Houston and Texas A&M. Houston just got steamrolled by Iowa State. I think they're still going to kind of be slumping here. I think Texas A&M is going to get hot, and I think they'll beat Houston.
Nice.
That's fair. We got James Madison Duke next. And another time when I'm tempted to take James Madison, just to see. But I think I'm going to go Duke. I can't do it for this one. I'm putting Duke in the next round.
I have James Madison, Vermont, and I'm taking James Madison in that one. I like the way they play too much to see them lose the Catamounts. Drew?
I got James Madison, Vermont as well. I'm going to go with Vermont here. I think this is going
to
be the chaos region. I like the Catamounts. I don't know much about them, which means I should probably pick them here. So,
fair.
There we go.
Mitch, swing back to you.
NC State, Kentucky is the matchup I have. I'm going Kentucky. Not a tough pick for me.
Me, I have Texas Tech, Kentucky. And, again, I just think, like I said earlier, Kentucky's going to lean on that guard play.
Yep.
I think they advance to Sweet 16.
I got NC State, Kentucky. Tempted to pick NC State for DJ Burns, but like you guys said, guard play. I think Kentucky's just more talented. I think they're going to flex their muscles here. They got a lot of five stars, as usual. I like Kentucky here.
Mitch?
All right. Florida, Marquette. This one, I feel like I haven't picked a lot of sleepers lately, especially in this round. I'm going to give Florida a shot. We'll say Florida shocks Marquette, moves on.
All right, I have Marquette, Florida as well. I'm going with Marquette here. I mean, when you have Shaka Smart playing defense on certain possessions of a game, it's hard to lose with six men on defense sometimes. So give me the two-seeded Marquette.
Drew? I'm also going to take Marquette over Florida. I sort of want to pick Florida just because I feel like Marquette maybe doesn't have the greatest track record. I don't even know if that's true. They just, in my mind, they're a team that doesn't live up to expectations, but I don't have a good feeling about Florida. So I like Marquette here. Shaka Smart's a good coach. Valid.
I'll start it off here with the Midwest region, and give me Utah State over Purdue. Get the Boilermakers out of my face. As soon as I can justify them winning, I'm getting them out of my face. Give me Utah State. Drew?
I got Purdue and TCU. I really want to pick TCU, but I think Purdue is unfortunately due for some redemption, so I have them moving on to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
They'll probably make the Final Four. Like, that's how wrong I am about everything.
We'll see. Virginia won it the year after losing to a 16 seed. Yeah. So.
Mitch?
Yep, I'm agreeing with him. I'm picking Purdue here. And I want to pick TCU as well, but I just can't see it happening realistically.
That's valid. That's not. I mean, they're still a one seed in the first weekend, which pretty good record, I feel like, lifetime. Next up, I have number 12, McNeese versus 4, Kansas. And give me Will Wade and McNeese here. I don't know why. That's just like a total gut pick, but give me McNeese.
I got Kansas over McNeese. Sort of for similar reasons as Purdue. It just feels like too obvious that Kansas would lose here, but Bill Self has the experience, and Kansas is just the more talented team, so I think they'll move on to play Purdue.
Yeah, I have Gonzaga, Kansas, and it's kind of interesting because I feel like it's two teams that should be way better than they actually are this year.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pick Gonzaga. I'm more confident in them than Kansas for that matchup.
Gotcha. Next up, I have number 6, South Carolina versus number 3, Creighton. And you got to be a great team to beat the Zips this year, so give me the Creighton Blue Jays advancing on to the Sweet 16.
All right, I got Akron with another win over South Carolina. I think if we get that win over Creighton, there's just going to be some magic.
Too much momentum
in that first weekend. I think we take care of South Carolina.
Yeah, I have Akron, Oregon as my matchup. It'll be sad for me, two teams that I really like, but I also have Akron. I think if they do beat Creighton, they'll be riding an insane momentum wave. I think Enrique Freeman's on a journey to be considered a first-round pick in the draft, so I'm going to have him carrying his squad over Oregon.
All right, and for the last round of 32 game I have the number 7-seeded Texas Longhorns versus the 2-seed Tennessee Volunteers, and give me the Volunteers in this one. Dalton, connect.
All right, I got Texas over Tennessee. I had the same matchup, but I think Texas is going to win. Tennessee, I don't know, they just seem like chokers to me. I like Max Asemus for Texas. He played for Oral Roberts. When they went on a run.
He is a bucket.
I also got Dylan Dessou. I like Texas to beat Tennessee here.
Yeah, I have St. Peter's, who got the shocker against Tennessee in the first round going against Texas. I'm going to pick Texas here, though. I feel like it's just pretty obvious, and I feel like St. Peter's will have a little bit of magic going into the game, but I had Texas.
All right. Moving on to the Sweet 16. Are we going to go east down again?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, Drew, kick us off again with the east.
UConn and Auburn. I got to go UConn here. I just think they're too strong. Auburn's a really good squad. I think this will be a good matchup, but I got UConn here.
Yep, I got UConn, Auburn as well. I'll have the same result in my game. I'm going UConn.
Play the hits. Give me UConn. Drew, back
moving
to you.
Moving down to Duquesne versus Iowa State. I think the clock is going to strike midnight for Duquesne here. Iowa State's playing well. I like Iowa State to move on to the Elite Eight.
I'm actually going to go the other way. Give me Duquesne. I don't think it's their time yet to leave the tournament. I'll have them going against UConn next round.
All right, and I think my clock strikes midnight on my Drake pick here, so give me Illinois over Drake. I just don't like Illinois, which means they'll have a deep, deep run. So that's why we're going with them.
Fair enough.
That's perfect reasoning.
Yeah. Mitch, you want to give us your West pick?
Yep, North Carolina, Alabama. tempted to pick Alabama. You know, I am. I'm going to pick Alabama again. I still don't think they're going to cool off.
All right, I got North Carolina against Grand Canyon here. Another Cinderella story that ends here, unfortunately. North Carolina has too much experience, and I think they knock off Grand Canyon here.
All right, all right. I got North Carolina, St. Mary's. Give me St. Mary's here. I think they knock
What's
off
North Carolina. What's your thing? Why do you like St. Mary's?
I just like watching them play.
I don't like it.
And I feel like I've seen a lot of people pick North Carolina to win it all. I feel like that eliminates them right off the bat.
Okay.
I'm so in my head with all these picks.
That's why I
just
pick
just in circles.
Too.
So I just have to go. I just have to look at it and go gut feeling.
Okay.
And next up, I have New Mexico versus Arizona, and I'm gonna go Arizona here in this spot.
I got Baylor, Nevada here. Gonna do it again. Cinderella story's over. Baylor moves on to play North Carolina.
Yeah, I got Baylor, Arizona, 2 and 3. Give me Baylor in this one. I'm way more confident in them.
All right, as we move to the South region, I have number 1, Houston versus 12, JMU, and I'll end a Cinderella here. Give me Houston on to the Elite Eight.
I got Texas A&M and Vermont here, 9 versus 13. I like Texas A&M. I think the Vermont Cinderella run ends, but the Texas A&M Cinderella run continues. They're going to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, I have Houston and Duke here, and I think this is where Houston drops off. Give me Duke to surprise Houston.
The Dukies.
Yep.
Uh-oh, going on a run. All right, next up I've got the 2-3 matchup here, Kentucky-Marquette. Give me Shaka Smart and Marquette again. Can't underestimate that 6-man on defense.
I got Kentucky-Marquette. I think it's going to be an SEC matchup in the Elite Eight. Kentucky beats Marquette here.
Yeah, I actually lied to you guys and really didn't feel good about the Florida pick, so I switched it to Marquette.
That's fine.
When no one realized
Master
of
deception.
I fooled you. And that actually makes this a pretty tough game for me to pick. But I believe Marquette's going to get it done. Give me Marquette.
All right, all right. Mitch, since I accidentally took one of your picks that you're supposed to give first, why don't you give us your first out of the Midwest?
Okay. I believe I'm looking.
Yeah, Purdue. That's the Purdue region.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. Purdue-Gonzaga. You know, I'm going Gonzaga again. I have them making a run this year. Doesn't matter.
All right, I have Utah State McNeese here, an 8-12 matchup in the Sweet 16.
Funny matchup.
Utah State advancing to the Elite Eight.
I got Purdue and Kansas here. The Edey redemption run continues, unfortunately. Purdue advances to the Elite Eight.
All right, all right. And my last matchup of the Midwest, I have the Creighton Blue Jays and the Tennessee Volunteers. Give me the Tennessee Volunteers.
In I got one. Akron in Texas in the Sweet 16 here. Unfortunately, the Zips.
No, don't do it. No.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's going to be a close one. Max Asemus is going to hit a deep shot to bury the Zips at the end. So it's going to be close, but Texas is going to move on to the Elite Eight.
I'm sure you guys think I'm going to agree with them, don't you?
No, I don't. No. Yeah, for sure.
Well,
yeah.
I actually don't. I'm going to Akron. Shocker, Texas.
Whoa. Drew Bailey's headset is off. It might have been for a sneeze, or it was just
that
in pure disbelief. Pure disbelief of this
you know
Akron Zips projected win.
It's going to be a game winner. It's going to be a game winner.
Who hits it?
By
who
Michael
hits
Dawson.
It?
You'll never guess.
Nate Johnson.
They're going to triple Enrique in the paint. He's going to kick it
we're
out.
We're going to have 6 guys foul out. Evan yep. Wilson's going to come in. Bury a 3. Shout out Evan Wilson.
Yeah, I got Legend. Akron hitting the, what is that, Elite Eight?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
There we go.
Like it.
All right, back up top to the East for our Elite Eight matchup. Drew, who you got?
I got Iowa State here over UConn.
Ooh.
Iowa State's just playing too well lately. I think they keep up this hot play and move into the Final Four.
Yeah, I have UConn and Duquesne who's been making a run here, but I feel like this is where Duquesne's run is going to end. I'm going to pick UConn.
I will go UConn as well. As much as I've been saying that Illinois is inevitable, no, get them out of my face. Not in my Final Four. going UConn. Move down to the West.
Yeah.
Drew, who you got?
I feel like I just got to have at least one seed in the Final Four. So I got North Carolina over Baylor.
There you go.
Yep, I got Alabama-Baylor as a matchup. I'm pretty confident Baylor's going to pull that one out. So give me Baylor here.
All right, and I have St. Mary's, Arizona. Give me St. Mary's here.
Quit it.
They're going to lose in the first round.
I hope they get smashed by Grand Canyon in the first round.
Yeah, my bracket's cooked already.
mine is too, but it's fine.
And that brings us to the South, correct?
Yes.
Mitch, who you got in your South regional final?
I got Duke and Marquette, and I'm much more confident sending Marquette to the Final Four.
Tyler Kolek, good ball player.
I got Houston Marquette here. I'm going Marquette as well. Love how they play. I think Shaka needs to run to the Final Four.
I'm thinking. I got Texas A&M and Kentucky. Texas A&M, if I'm correct, has beaten Kentucky twice this year. And they're going to make it three times.
Wow.
Texas
A&M. Beat a team three times.
I don't care.
Hey, Akron did it.
Texas A&M.
Akron's different, though.
Yeah, they are a different beast.
Texas A&M, the 9 seed, is going to the Final Four.
Ooh. Mitch, who we... Oh, wait, no. I made a mistake. That's all three of us have gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Down to the regional final in the Midwest. Mitch, who do you got?
So, guys, we've been on a magic run to this point. Gonzaga, Akron. And I feel like if the cards play out,
a lot of momentum built up at this point.
Hey, that game winner from Evan Wilson really put us on a different level mentally. I'm picking Akron.
And Gonzaga had three guys suspended.
Yeah. Exactly.
In this universe.
Give me Akron.
It's like a test positive for COVID.
Yeah.
I'm a true supporter. I really believe that Akron.
Gonzaga University folded before this game. Yeah. The whole university.
They went financially bankrupt. Yeah. The team can't afford to play in this game.
Their team's flight got stuck. Yeah. They're all safe, though. But yeah. They had
the
to
flight
forfeit.
Got grounded for a bad storm.
They had to forfeit, though.
Yeah, so thankfully we're going to have Akron moving on by a forfeit here.
love that.
Yeah, make it to the Final Four.
I love it.
My final in the Midwest, I have Utah State and Tennessee. This is where Utah State's magical run continues.
Mm.
Give me the 2-2 seeds to face off in the Final Four. Give me the Tennessee Volunteers.
All right, this Elite Eight matchup, I got Purdue and Texas. And I want Zach Edey out of my tournament.
Yeah, so
I
got get him out.
Texas Longhorns in the Final Four, setting up a battle of Texas, Texas and Texas A&M in the Final Four.
All right. And on to our Final Four.
Can we all, like, re-say our Final Four teams?
Yeah. Before we just Drew, Final Four.
Final Four, I got Iowa State, North Carolina, Texas A&M and Texas.
I got UConn facing Baylor, and I got Marquette facing Akron.
Mm.
And I have UConn against St. Mary's and Marquette versus Tennessee.
Amen.
All right. Just go, who you got in your final? Who you got emerging victorious in both games?
In my final, I got, all right, so in that game between the East and the West, I'm going to take North Carolina over Iowa State. And on the opposite side, in the Battle of Texas, I like Texas over Texas A&M, so I'm going to have North Carolina and Texas in my final.
Yeah, as far as I'm going,
this will be good.
You know, I'm a real Akron supporter, guys, and
that's been well documented on
this
podcast.
It's well documented.
No, you've had good explanations for your picks. So.
Yeah, I mean, they're
it's
all
not
reasonable.
Out of this world that Evan Wilson hits a game winner
and Gonzaga forfeits.
Yeah,
it's realistic, guys.
It's March.
He's forfeited before.
It's March.
Yeah,
this is March
we
Madness.
We sleep in May.
I just don't know how far I'm gonna take it. Like, I'll save that game for a second because I feel like
you got to sit on that.
Yeah, UConn-Baylor, it's a good matchup. I really think that Baylor is going to pull it from UConn. UConn's going to have a great run up to this point. I think Baylor is going to win a close one there. As for Marquette-Akron, you know, I can't do it. Just I got to take Marquette here.
Oh, you can't ride them that far and then just – but the momentum.
The momentum. I know it's crazy momentum.
If they play that game in the jar, Akron wins it 10 times out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If it was a home game, give me Akron by 50.
But it's in Glendale, Arizona.
Yeah.
So Marquette.
Yeah, so Marquette's got it.
That's the Akron of the West.
Is
hey.
It? I don't know.
Okay. It is now.
Maybe.
I have, in my first match of UConn versus St. Mary's, I have UConn
Thank
winning that
you.
One
oh
out.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought he was going to do it.
So Drew doesn't
get him out.
Drew doesn't explode.
Yeah, why didn't we get the same reaction for Akron from that?
And in my second matchup, Marquette versus Tennessee, I have Rick Barnes finally getting his missing piece. His defensive team has Dalton Connect. They are there. That is Thanos getting the last Infinity Stone. Give me Tennessee
to
advance
past Marquette.
No way
you just called Tennessee and Rick Barnes Thanos.
They are. They are inevitable. Yeah, they are the real inevitable team.
It's a little
silly. But it's whatever. A little goofy of you.
Yeah.
They're going to grind it out, and Dalton Connect's going to average 30 over this tournament.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Just like Enrique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like Enrique's averaging 30 and 30.
Just like Michael Dawson.
Yeah.
Evan Wilson.
Michael Dawson will be a lottery pick after this tournament run. He's going to hit like 8 threes again. Yeah.
The lottery picks are just going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are sleeping on my Greg Tribble and Nate Johnson combo confidence right here.
Greg Tribble. Hey,
you need good guard play in March.
Greg throwing lobs to Wemby on the Spurs next year. I need it so bad.
I need Ali suiting up with the Pistons or something really interesting like that.
I want the entire Akron squad in the NBA somehow.
I want them all in the G League.
That would just be so
If they make this Final Four run that you know is obviously going to happen because I predicted it.
Caleb Thornton on the Heat.
Yeah,
I need it.
That's a closer.
So I can hear Logan.
Stay 53.
No longer over the airways, but just over text being like Heat culture.
Yeah.
Caleb Thornton.
We're never going to escape
No one thought Caleb Thornton was going to be good.
No. All right, Natty.
All right, championships.
Into the Natty.
All the marbles.
For all the marbles. Can I go first?
Of course.
Because I feel like I have a boring pick. It's North Carolina, one seed. I just don't see a seven seed Texas getting it done here. North Carolina, you got Baycott in his 11th year of college, RJ Davis, Cormac Ryan. I think North Carolina gets it done, wins the Natty.
Yeah, that's a good pick. My matchup is Baylor-Marquette. I'm actually really happy that this is how this turned out. And I feel like if they're making it this far, riding the momentum of the UConn win, I'm going to go Baylor winning it all. All
right.
Yeah, Baylor. I will take the Tennessee Volunteers. I think the pressure gets to UConn finally. Mm. All that repeat talk, they just can't handle it.
Thanos, and they fumble it at the Thanos last gets step. It done.
Rick Barnes finally gets it. Give me the Tennessee Volunteers.
Oh, there's a points thing here.
I got 143 for the tiebreaker.
So one more back through who everyone's national champion is.
North Carolina Tar Heels. They're going to knock off Texas.
Baylor. Not sure what their mascot is.
Bears.
Baylor Bears.
The Bears. And I have the Tennessee Volunteers over the UConn Huskies. One last thing. Give me your March player of the tournament. Give me your guy who goes on a run.
So this March. Can we make a rule that it's not from the champion? Like.
Yeah. Not from your champion.
Actually, okay. So I'll give you a guy, and I'll also give you just a team that just has good vibes. My favorite Cinderella pick. So in terms of guy, let me look at this bracket. I'm going to go Wade Taylor IV from Texas A&M. I got Texas A&M dancing all the way to the Final Four. Wade Taylor is going. He's already a star, maybe. I mean, I think he was all SEC, but I think he's going to be dominant and lead the Aggies to the Final Four. And I guess they're sort of a Cinderella, but my Cinderella favorite pick will be, I'm just going to say Nevada, who goes to the Sweet 16. I think that's a Cinderella run. They're going to knock off Dayton and Arizona.
Yeah, the Cinderella that you feel the safest in.
Yeah, I like Nevada to go to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, as far as players, I had Alabama making a pretty large run. I think it's fair that I say Mark Sears is going to be my player.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little surprise for the tournament.
Other than Evan Wilson.
I feel like my
Remember the name Evan Wilson. This podcast told you first.
Flaming hot takes.
Yeah.
Look, my
number one Evan
team.
Wilson podcast in America.
Honestly.
This is officially a pro Evan Wilson podcast.
Hey, look, we are pro women's sports. We are pro Evan Wilson.
Pro cross country.
Pro combat sports.
Pro combat sports. We are.
There's a lot we cover here. Yeah. And the sleeper team, obviously, for me, was Akron making it to the Final Four.
Love it.
Historic run from Nate Johnson, I think.
I'll go with my run that I feel the safest in. I really like Drake making it to the Sweet 16. I don't know why. I just think they're a hot team.
I need a one dance.
Drake, everything's been coming up Drake in the past couple months. His PR team might have released that video. Everything's coming up Drake.
Quit.
So give me Drake to keep it going in the tournament. And then my player of the tournament, this is part of the reason why I had them over Akron, is I really like Baylor Shireman's game. A guard wearing 55.
No.
Dude scores and scores a ton.
That
Love Baylor
that
Shireman.
Gonna get
he's going to have a great
by
March.
Ollie.
Great March.
No. But, I mean, I like the pick, but he's going to get clamped by Ollie.
All right. We'll see. And with that, your 2024 Unzipped Sports Bracketology Extravaganza has come to an end. I am your host, Liam Rigenbaugh, and I was once again joined by
Drew Bailey, expert bracket analyzer.
Mitch Bates, professional Evan Wilson supporter.
This has been your Unzipped Sports Bracketology Extravaganza, and we will see you guys next time.